News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, from almond mammies to hurried child syndrome, over-the-top labels are picking apart everything parents try to do to raise their kids. That's according to Niamh O'Reilly, writing in the Irish Independent. I caught up with Niamh just before coming on air. I began by asking her, what exactly hurried child syndrome is?
You obviously haven't been on TikTok recently, Shane.
I haven't, funnily enough.
Well, if you're one of the many tired mums like me who end up doom scrolling at the end of the evening when we should be sleeping, hurried child syndrome is the latest one doing the rounds. And this is a very frustrating one. This is the one that made me sort of write this article, because there's a lot of terms thrown around about parents these days. Most of them end up being something just to make parents feel guilty and to sort of heap judgment on them. This one was a strange one. It was actually coined in the 1980s, and there was a real meaning behind this. And it was originally created to describe children whose childhoods had been hurried. So children who had been made to deal with maybe adult situations or cope with adult situations before they were ready for it. So what has been happening is, on places like TikTok, social media, podcasters, they have taken this term and sort of repackaged it and repurposed it into content so that people will click on it, and misrepresenting it as hurried child syndrome, as something that mums like me, who in the morning time are rushing around trying to get kids out the door and say hurry up to their kids a million times a day, are made to feel like we are somehow damaging our children when we are literally just trying to keep the show on the road. So this term was just the one that broke, the straw that broke the camel's back for me. And I just said,
enough. Like, does it mean more than just hurrying up your kids in the morning? Is it, I genuinely don't know the answer to this, but does it not sort of mean that you're, you know, the child is on too tight a schedule, that they're doing too many things, that they've too many activities planned?
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, there is an element of that to this term. And there is a debate, I think, to be had about maybe how much children are being scheduled these days. I think, look, I'm a child of the 80s. I don't think I had any after school activities, you know, but I also had a stay at home mum. Things were different back then.
No, they were. But I suppose my question is, and look, I totally agree with you about not labelling people and parents feeling under pressure. But is there something to be said for parents kind of stopping and going, oh, actually, wait, Do I need to bring my kid to coding aged eight? Does he or she need to have 10 activities? And if one word can sum that up, or one term, hurried child syndrome, can sum that up, is that necessarily a bad thing, that we stop and pause and go, oh God, am I out? Like, I constantly, my kids are older now, but I constantly questioned whether I was a helicopter parent. I absolutely was.
Yeah, but I think that's awful. Like, you were probably just literally trying to do the right thing, Shane. The thing with all these terms is, I think parents are trying their best, but you're being judged for everything you do. And in terms of the activities, I do think there's a debate to be had there. I do think there feels like there's a lot of pressure that children do need to be almost overscheduled. And again, you know, you will find judgment from some corners if your child isn't doing some sort of after-school activities. But then on the other hand, you think to yourself, am I doing too many activities here? You know, am I overloading them? Am I rushing them around the place?
So here's a question.
About a balance.
Here's a question, and I'm kind of hesitating to ask this question because I hope it doesn't in any way come across as sexist, but I'm going to ask, I'm going to jump in. Do mothers worry about how they're viewed much more than dads? I kind of get the feeling dads don't even think about how others regard them.
I think you've just described the mental load there of the family. It tends to be the mums who are the ones who are always thinking ahead.
True.
And thinking about these things. And I think, like, a lot, if you know, if you're talking about perhaps coming across the sexist, I think a lot of dads walk out the door in the morning and they don't give a second thought to a whole lot of these things. Whereas
fair.
For example, today is Green Day in a lot of schools. I am the one who had to go out and make sure we bought all the green tat and, you know, the face paint and the flags and all that sort of stuff. My husband probably didn't give a second thought to any of that. I think a lot of mums that I know were tired, were really tired, were rushing around, were trying to do it all. And I think social media or doom scrolling, like I heard something the other day about, you know, comparison is the thief of joy. And it really is when it comes to parenting, because you're looking at all these things and you're thinking, God, how do they have it all together? And I'm rushing around telling my children to hurry up. You know, and the better part of me knows that social media, it's not true, it's not reality. But when you are surrounded by this all of the time and you're carrying the mental load of the family, I think it can feel like you're being judged no matter what you try and do for the best. And parents are all, mums and dads, we literally all are trying our best. So I just feel like judgy terms being repackaged like this, they lose their intended meaning, and I think they just end up being something to beat already very, very tired, stressed out parents.
Okay, that was Niamh O'Reilly, freelance journalist and parent, talking to me a little earlier. Let me know what you think. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.